subvert the hearers, avoid those things. There's a certain amount of judgment that goes on in the body of Christ, right? The word speak not evil is actually one word in Greek. Or, well, speak evil is one word. So it doesn't mean just to say like if I was to say, you know, brother so-and-so did something the other day that I just, it's not right. Now you go to him, right? Sometimes maybe you take counsel. Because let's say an elder does something that you think is offensive. And you say, well, you know, I'd like to go to him. I've done that before, though, and it didn't have good results. So I said, well, maybe I'll take counsel with another elder. Not to talk behind someone's back, but to sincerely find out. It's like, well, should I say this? Is this the route I should go? What do you think? Nothing wrong. In counsel, there's safety. Sometimes you need to take counsel. And don't, but it's got to always be, you know, I understand, there's a fine line between taking counsel with people and becoming a gossip and a talebearer. Which you're just talking to, oh, listen to all the juicy things that are going on in people's lives. So-and-so's got this going on. So-and-so's got that going on. So-and-so, you know, but to really to talk about it in a productive way. And with a mindset to help. That's not speaking evil, okay? Or when you say, or a rebuke. Or entreating someone as a father, you know, is not to speak evil. Because speak evil is katalaleo, which is to mean to be a traducer or a slanderer. I never heard that word traducer. I think I looked it up once, but it means slander. You know, you're slandering someone. They're not of God. Or saying, he's a false, I tell you, man, he's a false teacher. Or I tell you, you know, like someone who is, but for something less than false doctrine. Let's say just something questionable. Somewhere you're like, you know, they, I don't know, I don't think this is the kind of thing we should focus on. You know, or something like that. Something lesser. You know, or a weak, something about weakness, right? Some brothers like, you know, really into, you know, certain, not eating certain kinds of foods and so on and so forth. Don't speak evil of the guy. Come on. Let you receive the weak brother, not to doubtful disputations. You don't want them to start judging you now. And now they become judges of the law. How did, I remember, this verse has always been sort of to me like, okay, wait. He that judges his brother speaks evil of the law and judgeth the law. Now, on one hand, you know, beware of false prophets, that you will know them by their fruits. And, you know, you try to put all, how, you know, this is the things that go into my mind as I read something like this. Because I want to understand fully. I mean, I could just blow by it and kind of like, blah, 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 you know, just give you something. But this is one, it's like, here, I want an understanding. We know we should not speak evil of our brethren, you know. That doesn't mean to never be, you know, judgeth. You know, like the word in Greek for judge, I don't know if it is here, but one of the words is kritēs, where we get like critical or criticize, okay? It doesn't mean, now, light criticism in it for a productive matter communicated directly to a brother, or possibly taken in counsel with someone who is an elder to go to the brother to maybe encourage them to greater godliness, is not speaking evil. And I'm just saying this to justify myself. I'm saying this because I know that there's certainly room. Hey, you know, some people, it says them that sin rebuke before all. Again, I don't judge what God has already judged. Like God has said, fornication, unclean. You know, James has handed out all kinds of judgment just right here. Oh, if you receive, look at, here you go. The man with the, look at, James here is judging a brother. He says, you have respect to one that weareth gay clothing, and say to him, sit here. You know, he says, are you not partial in yourselves and become judges of evil thoughts? You know, you receive this rich man over the poor man? He's judging the brother. Rather, he's saying, you judge yourself, actually, is what he did. He says, you're pronouncing judgment on yourself. You know why? Because of the judgment of God. God has already judged. You shall not respect the persons of the wealthy. That's right out of the law. One law for the wealthy, same law for the poor. You're not going to have a law for just for the rich folks. Like if you murder, you can either pay this much money, rich, or go to prison. Or if you murder a poor person, well, you know, but if you murder an important person, that's a totally different story. Now, you know, the crime against an important person is much more grievous. You know, that's having two laws. We know, Paul said, that he went through all these wicked deeds. He says, look it, you're inexcusable when you judge another person because you do the same things. If you excuse someone else, if you excuse yourself or accuse someone, you're showing a work of the law in your conscience. We know that the judgment of God is sure concerning people who do these things. Those who do sin, the law, God has already judged what sin is and what the punishment is for those who do it. Now, when you start judging beyond the law, you're judging the law. Oh, thank you, Lord. You're judging the law. You're saying the law is not sufficient. The law needs my judgment added to it to be perfect. See? When you judge your brother beyond the judgment of God, now you've become the lawgiver. You've become the person who is determining what's what. You become the judge of the law, saying, there's not enough law, because it's not covering him. Ah. Because that's the whole point of, the judgment of God already stands. See, it's not that you're like saying, well, look at, he's having sex with a prostitute. That's wrong. That's not judging your brother or speaking evil of your brother. He's doing the deed. He's judging himself. He's making himself, you know what I mean? It's like, you're not doing anything. Maybe it's like it says, you know, if you might be throwing them out of the church. Again, see, a lot of people don't understand judgment. They say, don't judge me, as they do wickedness. I'm not judging you. The judgment of God already stands. It's just what it is. So, I'm not judging you. You judge, your actions speak louder than words. And because you are ignorant, I'm just telling you what it is. But I'm not judging you, right? Now, they're speaking evil. You know, you slander them of things you don't know of what's going on or whatever.